Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Winemaker's Wife by Kristen Harmel. Read by Robin Eller, Lisa Flanagan, and Madeline Mabee.
May 1940. Ines. The road snaked over the lush vineyards of Champagne as Ines Chauveau sped southwest out of Reims, clouds of dust ballooning in the wake of her glossy black Citroën, wind whipping ferociously through her chestnut hair. It was May, and already the vines were awakening, their buds like tiny fists reaching for the sun. In weeks they would flower, and by September their grapes, pale green Chardonnay, inky Pinot Meunier, blueberry-hued Pinot Noir, would be plump and bursting for the harvest. But would Ines still be here? Would any of them? A shiver ran through her as she braked to hug a curve, the engine growling in protest as she turned down the road that led home. Michel would tell her she was driving too quickly, too recklessly, but then he was cautious about everything. In June, it would be a year since they'd married, and she couldn't remember a day during that time that he hadn't gently chided her about something.
"I'm simply looking out for you, Ines," he always said. "That's what a husband is supposed to do."
Lately, nearly all his warnings had been about the journey.